All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, it did not take the Los Angeles Lakers that long to find their guy, as Luke Walton was the guy that they wanted all along. Luke Walton is scheduled to be the next head coach of the LA Lakers. Of course, he is currently the assistant head coach of the Golden State Warriors, and he made a name for himself this season when he led the Warriors to a 39-4 record on his watch while head coach Steve Kerr was recovering from back surgery. Now, you look at Walton, of course, he is the son of Hall of Fame basketball player Bill Walton. Luke Walton himself played 9 years with the Lakers. He helped this organization win a pair of NBA championships, and he comes in there understanding the Laker way. And you look at it, he's a disciple of that triangle offense that was made famous by former Lakers head coach Phil Jackson, and I guarantee you he's going to implement some of those fundamentals from his first day on the job. Now, you look at Walton right now, he was a hot commodity, or he was expected to be a hot commodity over the summer in the NBA as far as teams looking for a new head coach, and the Lakers simply went out there and found their guy. He's a youngster. He's only 36 years of age, but you look at Walton, and to me, I think him and the Lakers make a total match, and the reason is this is a young team with some talent. You look at D'Angelo Russell and, of course, Jordan Clarkson, their two point guards. Granted, the Lakers do have to find a way to resign Jordan Clarkson, and I think they definitely will do that. And you also look at power forward Julius Randle. So there is definitely some talent there, not to mention that the Lakers have a lottery pick, and as long as they finish within the top three of the NBA draft lottery, that will be their pick. So there is plenty of talent there. The Lakers only have $26 million committed to a player's salary for next year, so they can go out and really be active in free agency over the summer. I know that their top priority is attempting to sign Oklahoma City Thunder small forward Kevin Durant. I think it's a long shot. I know the Lakers are going to look at it because it's the Lakers and it's also the LA market, but I don't see Durant leaving OKC for a rebuilding job. He wants to go to a team that can win a championship. But I think going forward, the fact that you have a head coach in Luke Walton that has proven that he can win in his league is going to do a big-time service for this organization as they look to turn it around. Now, Genie and Jim Buss have not been on the same page in the Lakers front office. That is something that has to be cleaned up going forward for this team. The Lakers are coming off of a stretch right now, 3 straight years without making the postseason. That's the first time that that has ever happened in the history of this illustrious franchise. You also look at the fact that the Lakers are coming off of their worst season in franchise history as they lost 65 games this past season under the stewardship of head coach Byron Scott. So what that says is there is only one way to go for this Lakers team, and that is up. It's going to be a building process. It's not going to happen overnight like people that follow this franchise have become accustomed to, but I guarantee you Luke Walton is definitely going to turn things around. The Lakers are going to be a better team next season, and I give you 2 years, and Walton will have this team back in the postseason. So folks, that's going to wrap it up, and as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Monday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 on the West Coast, as I will be recapping all of the exciting action from the 2016 NFL Draft. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care, and have yourselves a wonderful day.